Up at 8:35, we're going to check in on the world record golf attempt. And then at 8:40, I've seen him circling in the hallway. We're going to try to keep Chris out of the studio. That's all coming up here later this hour on the program. 8:17 on the ticket, Tuesday morning with the Musers. And I found this article interesting. 24/7 Wall Street reviewed the 2018 jobs rated report from CareerCast, a targeted job opportunity website. And they determined the worst jobs in America. The report ranks over 200 careers on the overall quality of their work environment, the amount of stress, occupational outlook, and income. And so as they point out, for example, the rise of automation could reduce or completely eliminate certain unskilled professions, as well as some of the most dangerous jobs in the country. So if you have a job that is endangered, you're high on the list. If you have a job that creates a ton of stress, you're high on the list. If it's a low-paying job, you're high on the list. So these are the top 25 worst jobs in America. Is ours on this list? Maybe we got P1s who are listening this morning who their jobs are on this list. Here we go. Number 25, and this is what I want to do in retirement. Uh-oh. Maybe I need to rethink this.
Oh, no.
Photographer. Projected job growth 2016 to 2026, minus 6%. Is that because everybody now is a photographer with their phone?
Yeah.
Everybody has...
Hard to get business, I guess.
...has decent equipment to take great photographs. Mm-hmm. I mean, your phone is about as good as cameras of old used to be. So everyone can take so many with digital photographs, too. I mean, after we switched from film, it was unlimited the amount of photographs you could take, so you're guaranteed to get at least one shot that looks great. And people just don't like paying for photography.
No. Outside of maybe the senior picture and the wedding, what else do you pay a photographer for?
That's it.
Yeah. Number 24 on the list is what I did before I went into my radio career, food server.
Foods.
Now, they say the job growth is good, but the pay is really low, and they say it's very difficult because you spend hours and hours interacting with often angry customers, and so there's a very high stress level for a low amount of pay.
It's tough business. And whether you're, part of the wait staff or in the management part of it, it's just the battle never ends. Another day, and you got to fight the same battles.
I'm telling you, I liked it. I liked waiting tables because it was 4 hours of really intense work, but you earned much more than minimum wage. It was hell, but it was pretty short, and you made a lot of money. So for a college kid, it was great.
Yeah.
Number 23 is something you did before your radio career, George. Roofer.
Oh, yeah. Now, I was never up on the house. I was in commercial roofing, and I was more of a supplier than the actual roofer.
Oh, well, that doesn't count as being a roofer.
You've exaggerated this over the years.
No, I did some work.
You made it sound like you were sitting up there feathering shingles up on a house.
No, I told you it was in commercial roofing. But sometimes that included waterproofing a building, which was really hard work. There was no breeze or anything, and you're basically in a 3-foot ditch around the foundation of a building. And yeah, it was hot work.
Now, they say there's good projected job growth because America is growing, the population's growing, so they're building more homes, but it's low pay and dangerous conditions because you're up on sloped roofs.
It is dangerous. Re-roofs, too. You know, not just new construction,
right.
But a lot of damaged roofs out there need to be fixed.
Number 22 on the list of the 25 worst jobs in America, welder. That's pretty physically demanding.
Yeah. I heard it pays well, though. And I hear we're kind of in a shortage of welders.
Number 21, water transportation worker.
By the way, where are you hearing that? Like, is that just the talk around your house? Or?
Yeah. A conversation I have with my dog. What difference does it make? I've just heard that.
Because that's interesting. That's why I'm asking.
I just heard that is a good profession to go into because...
It's a strange thing to get defensive about, by the way.
I wasn't defensive. I was giving you a hard time. That it's a good profession because it does pay well, and
But where did you hear it is what I'm curious about.
It may have been a news report or something that, yeah, that's an area where we have a shortage of welders.
Number 20, brick mason. Again, good job growth. Okay pay, but very physically demanding.
Mm-hmm.
Always lifting heavy materials and often outside during the summer. Number 19 on the list of worst jobs in America, auto mechanic. Job growth, okay. Pay just okay, and again, pretty strenuous and stressful. Number 18, buyer.
What?
They say, though buyer is a vague job title, and buyers work in many different fields, they most commonly work on behalf of grocers and wholesalers buying produce for resale at stores.
Mm.
Buyers are well compensated, but the career field is projected to shrink, and it can be a high-stress job.
Sounds
17
stressful.
Truck driver. This is what George wants to do in retirement.
That's right.
Yeah, that's going to go away. Computers will be driving those big trucks.
Yeah, that's
how
right.
Soon?
They say Tesla continues to develop autonomous driving technology, and that's expected to hit the trucking force.
Well, we already saw it with those Amazon trucks. P1 sent us some pictures of the autonomous driving trucks. They drive out on the highway, and they don't get a human inside them until they get near a city.
That's frightening.
Then the human jumps in and takes over.
Number 16 on the list of worst jobs in America, construction laborer. Again, decent job growth, but wages are not great. And again, physically stressful. Same thing for number 15, dock worker. Wages are really low. Hey, dock worker. I got a pain in my back, dock worker.
Check you out here.
14, bus driver. They say bad weather, heavy traffic, and unruly passengers make it a high-stress job.
That's a tough gig.
Especially school bus driver.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather be a school bus driver or, say, a DART driver?
Yeah, you can get some wheels off customers there, too.
Yeah.
I think DART driver. You don't want a busload of jackass kids.
Yeah.
Always giving you hell.
Number 13, chef. They say as head of the kitchen, they oversee all food prep. The job can be stressful as they've got to ensure that the food is prepped correctly, quickly, and to the customer's specs. And they often work non-traditional late-night hours. And it's hours on your feet.
Mm-hmm. Right. What's the difference in a chef and a sous chef and a...
Sous chef is his assistant or her assistant.
Uh-huh.
He's like the second in command, the sous chef.
But what does he do specifically?
He does most of the heavy lifting.
Why isn't he called the vice
supplies
chef
for cooking
then?
Ready?
Because he's just not.
The assistant chef.
Because that's not haughty.
He's like a chef's caddy.
But we don't have Sue anything else. We don't call it the Sue president. Why does it have to be the Sue chef?
I think it's French in origin. Number 12, firefighter.
Gross.
Firefighter, of course. Very difficult, very dangerous. High stress and a schedule that can be taxing. Number 11, pest control worker on the list of the worst jobs in America. They say there are many unpleasant aspects of being a pest control worker beyond dealing with roaches, rats, termites, and more. You've got to bend and crawl into tight spaces.
Yeah, no thanks.
Number 10, painter. Painting can be physically demanding and the wages are not great.
Killed Van Gogh. He couldn't take it.
Yeah, I think they're talking about house painter, but it doesn't say specifically, so I'll allow it. Number 9, advertising salesperson. We see this up here with our ticket sales staff. They are always stressed to the max.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can talk to somebody about that coming up.
Yeah, maybe at 8:40.
No.
Number 8 on the list of the worst jobs in America, broadcaster.
What?
A Cumulus station.
They project that there will be 3.2% fewer broadcasters in the U.S. labor force by 2026, so we are in an endangered profession. Ad revenue is decreasing for radio and television, so stations will not likely to be afford to employ as many broadcasters as they once did. And although a bachelor's degree is typically the minimum requirement for this job, the median annual wage is just slightly higher than the U.S. median wage for all jobs. Mm. So the pay isn't great, and it's endangered. Broadcaster is number 8.
I can't believe that made the top 10.
Yeah, yes. That is weird. The ticket's the exception to that.
Well, it's kind of high stress, right?
Yeah.
Because you're on live,
stress, but
and you
got
to perform. It can be a lot of fun, yes.
You heard Killer.
Yeah, look what it does to Killer.
James Bond.
Predicted.
That's an example of a broadcaster succumbing to high stress.
Robart.
Number 7 on the list, disc jockey.
Another broadcasting job.
They say it may seem like a great job. DJs are projected to face one of the most challenging working environments in the future with the rise of online music streaming and podcasts. Listeners have other music options than to listen to radio stations. Mm. Number 6, corrections officer on the list of worst jobs in America. Tough wages, very high stress if you're working in a prison.
That'd be tough.
Number 5, enlisted military personnel.
Yeah, it's better to be unlisted.
Number 4, retail salesperson. The wages are very low, and you're having to deal with the stress of the public, and they're expecting this to decrease as fewer and fewer people go to retail and order online. Number 3, newspaper reporter. Boy, a lot of jobs that hit close to home.
It's a tough one.
Projected job growth over the next 10 years, down 10%. Mm. Number 2 on the worst jobs in America, logger. They say it ranks second because it's the second most dangerous job. There were 55 fatal injuries in the logger industry last year, or logging industry. It's such a dangerous job.
It doesn't sound like a lot, though. 55?
That's the second most.
Huh. It just doesn't seem... I mean, if you said 55,000, okay.
I doubt 55 broadcasters died on the job last year.
And what do you think is the number one worst job in America?
Death row inmate.
Sewage treatment.
Board op.
Chair.
No.
Sweet chair.
Number one is taxi driver. They say the combination of low pay, slow employment growth, high stress, and an undesirable work environment have made that the worst job in America. They will work all hours of the day, sometimes in inclement weather, dealing with traffic jams, rude passengers. They don't make much, and now you've got the rise of Uber and Lyft that's putting them out of business.
That's why Andy had to go and join Uber.
That's exactly
on
right.
Nathan for you.
Holy cow. So there you have it, the list of the worst jobs in America. Hopefully one of yours